and extol him. Come on. Don't let him beg you for worship. Give it to him. Testimony belongs to you. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Oh, satari baba baba kashitari baba. Jesus, I can deny you.
Thank you.
hear your voices, just give him praise. If you know he's worthy, don't hold it back. If you know he's worth it, don't hold it back. Get started by walking to me. The person on your left and on your right, and say, you're welcome to Koza Tuesday. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Love you right back. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. I can just imagine that I was caught up and I was part of the worship in heaven. And Jesus Christ just sat on the throne and they were saying, you deserve all the glory. And angels were singing and he was just looking at them. Hallelujah. What a joy. Isaiah 60. Hallelujah. I didn't hear that, but I say hallelujah back. I want to read to you from Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. And I would share with you what the Lord has put in my spirit. Arise, shine, for your light has come. It's possible your light didn't come last week. It's possible it didn't come, it has not come. Maybe it has not dawned on you some things. You can imagine if it just dawns on you that you're not supposed to be sick. That doesn't mean that you're not taking tablet, but you are reducing it. You just say, no, I'm too young for this. This must be demonic. This is not God's will. My light has come. And you tell the devil, oh, I wish you came 2 weeks ago when my light had not come. But light now. I didn't just hear what Pastor Bruno said. My light don't know me. But what I see that I will know that your light has come is that you rise. You will not sit down there. Can I think in at 18, he had blood cancer, leukemia. Blood naturally is red. His blood had changed to pink. And the Holy Ghost asked him one morning, what time it is? He said, 10 a.m. He said, are you healed? He said, I believe I'm healed. And he stood up for the first time in many years. And when he walked up to his relations in the city, they were all shocked. And when he took a few steps, he began to walk. That was how his healing started. And he died 86 from 18 that he had leukemia. There's nothing the power of God cannot do. There's nothing God cannot turn around. There's nothing you and God cannot change. Can somebody shout hallelujah? When I just gave my life to Christ, I had music in my tape, Mike Hutchins. Through the years, there's nothing you and God cannot change. That music blessed me. And I want to say to someone here, there's no circumstance, I don't care what your lawyer said concerning you or your judge or your financial analyst, I command in the name of Jesus, as your eyes be open in this service, may you see light. May your circumstance change. Change forever. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is not that you're pretending. Something came upon you. My God. Something came upon you. I was in my room many years ago as a student. And I was listening to my pastor. Oh, incidentally, he was sharing on Arise and Shine. Hallelujah. Now, there was no electricity in my school for a year. We used to buy batteries to listen to message. And I'm saying this under God. Something came into my chest from that tape. I was a student. I didn't know I would be a pastor. I pray that this message, this service, something will hit you. You know the way God works. Someone falls beside you and say, hey, God is here. That's for babies. You can imagine as I was just ministering, a testimony came to me. And I just shared that somebody, oh, thank God the person is close to me. I didn't have to take permission that she had a panic attack when the mom died. And someone in Manchester, what are you talking about? Are you still analyzing or paralyzing or being on a spot? I don't even know you. I don't even see you. If you don't like me here, I turn to this place. Where I came from, they said, is the person that sent you a message that you're afraid of, not the person you delivered to. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. After this service, your hallelujah will be high. In the name of Jesus. If God anoints you, he has anointed you. When heaven releases something, it doesn't go back. The part of the tree doesn't eat, is its fruit. The people in the neighborhood, if they refuse to pluck it, the birds of the air will pluck it. I pray that the grace that the Lord has put upon the service will never elude you. You will touch the intangible. What men thought would take you a year will take you just in service. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. Arise, shine. My God, that testimony blessed me. I didn't know what to say. I was weak. Arise, shine. Your light has come. Please get this morning's service. It's not a morning message. It's a Tuesday evening message. Your light has come. Your light has come. Until a man understands eternity, he will not rise. All over the Bible, there are stories, realities, several things littered all over the Bible about eternity. Many Christians don't understand it. There are doctrines of demons that have made people not to pay attention. There are things you will hear, Pastor Bill can be correct. He doesn't understand grace. How can God come from heaven to come and indulge you to be sinning? If you have a struggle, what happens to them in the Old Testament that they will just be destroyed in 1 minute? That will not happen to you. But God wants you to do well. Titus 2:11 says the grace of God. Particularly if you read the NIV version, it says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared. The grace of God that offers salvation has appeared to all people. In verse 12, the Bible says, it teaches us. So grace is a teacher. It's not an indulger. Wake up. Don't wake up in the grave. It teaches us to say no. Oh, you would have thought to something else, to ungodliness. Anything that is not godly, it teaches you to say no to it. Now you can imagine how much you have learned from grace. Grace tells you, you could see someone in 400 level who is doing GNS 101. You didn't do it in 100 level. Oh, I retook it. I didn't take it seriously. But you have to do it. But there's grace that if you failed, you will redo it. But you must redo it. There are people who don't graduate because there's a requisite course that they thought was nonsense that they had to redo. If you agree with me, shout hallelujah. Grace does not mean, oh, you can do anything. It means, oh, if you missed it, instead of karma to catch up with you, it will not catch up with you. You will do it again. I pray for you. Any ladder the enemy is using to keep you on the spot. Maybe you made a mistake in the past. Maybe you had a child out of wedlock or you went to pray. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether the enemy has ravaged your body with sickness. I command everything to break right now. Shackles are off your feet so you can dance. Shackles are off your hands so you can lift up your hands. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. A lot of Christians don't understand eternity, even though eternity is spread throughout the Bible. Why people believe there's eternity? Why people believe there's life after death? The reason why they don't rise, because if you're going to shine, you have to have some heat after a while. The reason why they are cold, why there's no heat. The reason why they are not active. The reason why God can't point and say, thanksgiving is rising to heaven or on this person's behalf. Somebody's thanking me for what they've done. The reason why they're neutral. They're neither of the devil or neither of God. They're just in the middle. At the office, they're of the devil. In church, they're of God. One lady told me, I broke up. I said, why did you break up? I said, my boyfriend doesn't pray with me. When we are together, we want to pray. He's quiet. But when he's in church, he lifts up his hand. I say, at least he's lifting up his hand in church. He said, no, I can't marry a pretender. Actors are not in Hollywood. They are in church. Nollywood want to recruit. Job seekers is coming. Summit is coming. They should come to church. Because real actors are in church. If you want to be a wizard, he's in church. Somebody will take you. You want to know the best jazz man in Abuja, somebody will take you. He's in church. Don't ever tell me, I met the person in church, that was why I did business. Where's your discernment? Which exam did people do to join church? We just opened the door. If you were the devil, where will you go? Club or church?
Church.
People in club are already on your side. I pray in the name of Jesus, your discernment will work. You will not be lukewarm. You will not do your thing. It's not your thing. That man shouted, "Alas, master, it was borrowed." Your life was borrowed. When the owner of the life wants to take it, you'll be shocked. You will just take it. You will not take anything along. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not gain it to eternity and you will regret. Amen. You will enter eternity with a song. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Did you see how Paul spoke? Paul said, "I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. Now I can depart." In Philippians 1:21. My God. If you read 21 to 23. Philippians 1:21, he was about to be judged. He said, "Tomorrow, for me to live is Christ. To die is gain." Yeah? Who says that? Verse 22 says, "But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet, what shall I choose?" He had a choice. I cannot tell. I've been to heaven. Man, that place is sweet. I cannot tell. Verse 23. He says, "For I'm hard pressed. Betwixt." I love the version that says betwixt. The two. Whether to live, whether to die. There's no loss. Having desire to depart. To be with Christ. Which is far better. I love the version that says, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." I pray for you in the name of Jesus. When you finally meet God, God will not say "well," he will say "well done." Amen. For many believers, eternity is vague. They don't understand. That's why they are praising the way they are praising. That's why they are praying the way they are praying. That's why they are giving the way they are giving. That's why everything about them is about physical things. You know, people that are doing well to them, they are people with cars, with houses. I'm not saying I'm against car. I drive a good one. But that doesn't mean you can be doing all of that and be wretched in the spirit. That's what I'm saying. In Mark chapter 9, I want to read to you from verse 43. This way I will get your attention. I will read 43, you read 44. I will read 45, you read 46, till we get to 50. Is that okay? Is that a good agreement? If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell into the fire that shall never be quenched. Ready? Read. "And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame rather than having two feet to be cast into hell and into the fire that shall never be quenched." If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to cast into hell fire. How many times have you read this? Three times. Verse 49. "For everyone will be seasoned with fire. Every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt." Let's read 50 together. Ready? Read. The first thing I want to say to you is that this is not a parable. Parable means you take a physical story to explain a spiritual reality. This is not a parable. Jesus Christ was telling you a living reality. In other words, the devil came to Jesus and found no guile in him. No property. In other words, he didn't lie or exaggerate about anything. He's telling you what he saw. The exact thing that happens in heaven. The reason why you should come to church. The reason why you should go for evangelism on Saturday, the reason why you should pray, is for you to know that if you continue the way you continue, if this message is talking to you, you will end up being what he has said. This is not a parable. This is not Apostle Paul that ate pounded yam and out of pounded yam he said something as a man. No, this is Jesus speaking. Now, it's not an illustration. It's not a parable. He was talking about eternity. In John chapter 3, if you want me to read from verse 9, you know the story how Nicodemus went to Jesus 3 a.m. at night. And he said, I'm not just a teacher. I'm a lawyer. I'm a professor of law. No man can do these things except God be with him. And Jesus took his attention from doing to being. And in verse 9, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. What I love the most is verse 6. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. F. That which is born of captive spirits, that's Holy Spirit, is spirit. There's no way elephant can give birth to lion. So there's a part of you that is flesh. There's a part of you that is spirit. So what you pay attention to, you go to the gym, you go for sport, you go for mountain hiking, which is good. Bible says a prophet's little. And I believe in exercising the body. But there's a spirit man you've neglected. Everything you do, you wear cologne, you dress, everything you do, you neglect that man on the inside. You don't pray in tongues. You don't read your Bible. You keep wrong friends. Everything the Bible has said to that man, you are doing the opposite. In verse 9, Nicodemus, who was a lawyer, no more didaskalo, not just a didaskalo. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Because he had told him, marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. And he's referring to the man on the inside. Are you alive? Jesus told him, he said, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him in verse 10, are you not a teacher in Israel? Do you not know these things? Who qualified you to be a teacher in Israel if you don't know these things? May God have mercy on us. You don't know these things? In verse 11, it says, most assuredly, I'm not lying to you. I'm not exaggerating. This is not a parable. I say to you, we speak what we know. We that came from heaven. We speak what you know and testify what we have seen. So he was talking about what he has seen. And you do not receive our witness. Verse 12, he says to him, if I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I told you heavenly things? That tells me heavenly things are different from earthly things. Number two, it tells me that earthly things are lower than the things in heaven. Let me tell you about eternity. Are you alive? You see these glasses. If it's going to enter eternity, God will make sure we'll press it to, if we can get to 100, he will make sure it's 100 and leave it there. You couldn't improve it on it. You couldn't say, get better. Nothing grows in eternity. Nothing gets better. Eternal life, I know, is the way. That's what it's called in Greek. It doesn't mean you live forever. Everybody will live forever, whether in hell or in heaven. The reason why some people have no reason is because they don't understand eternity. If you understood eternity, there's a way you'll be living your life with urgency. You will understand that this is just a shadow. The real life is in eternity. Jesus said, don't lay your treasure where thieves and moths can eat. Lay your treasures in eternity. Paul says, listen, you guys know that my mom was from Rome. I'm half caste. People like us are not plenty. That my mom is from Rome and my father is a Jewish person. People like us are not plenty. Remember when the king slapped him? He said, will you slap a Roman like that? Oh, said I'm sorry. I didn't know. Your Romans, they didn't have the red blood in their vein. They had purple blood in their vein. They were raised, not only their warlords, every Roman. If you saw a dead body, don't betray emotions. They trained them. They were proud. They ruled the world. Paul was a Roman. There was a time he was preaching, and he was talking to a king called Agrippa. The man said, you almost convinced me. Shut up, don't preach again. You almost convinced me. Because the man was an orator. He could talk, he could write, he could do everything. I worked my hand, and he had one of the best jobs. He was a tent maker. He worked with his hand. He said, I took money from you. The seed you sent to Epaphroditus, the reason why I took it from you is that you should have an account in heaven. He was living with eternity in mind. He was living with eternity in mind. When people just say, church, how can a church take, you are giving your money to church. They don't understand eternity. Somebody who's on the internet does not pay NEPA bills, does not have staff, does not have anything. He's raising money on the internet. And is against tithing. Church that exists. Come on, talk to me. I don't know if you've read about 666, that if you don't have the mark, it didn't say you won't give birth. It doesn't say you won't go to school. It says you won't be able to trade. The devil sits where money is. He told Jesus, he said, he showed him the glory of this world, the kingdom of this world and his glory. He said, I will give it to you. You don't have to die. And I can give it to whomever I want. The devil is not afraid of you if you pray in tongues alone. He's not afraid of you if you have a church alone or you're born again. He's afraid of you when you have money and you can pray in tongues. That's why he wants to make sure you don't have it. And that's why it seems my emphasis on that. There's no service. I don't talk to you because that's your preoccupation. That's the reason why you work. You want to have money. Why are you going to school? To be known in your family? To understand your language? No, you already understood it. It's to have money. Why are we pretending? There are two things every man wants, but he pretends. Sex and money. That's what you want. And it must be talked about so that you do it God's way. Talk to me. I'm preaching passionately. You must understand that there's no way you can rise. No motivation. No motivation. A man was working tirelessly. Somebody called him. Why are you working tirelessly? He said, because of my sister-in-law. She said I was going to be a failure and told my wife not to marry me. Whenever I want to be tired, you can see her picture here behind my seat. Whenever I want to be tired, I look at her and say, negative motivation is what it's called. What is motivating you? Why are you sloppy? Why are you warm? Why are you cold? Why are you not active in church? Why don't you love God? Why do you talk to everybody and not God about your circumstance? It's because you are not eternity conscious. When Abraham got to the land that God told him to leave his father's house, his mother's house, leave his father's business, his clientele, everything, at 75, when he got there, he looked for a city. He had a revelation that God must be up to something. He looked for another city whose builder and architect was God. He dwelt in tent with Isaac and Jacob because he thought to himself, this couldn't be the city. There's another mountain. There's another Zion that you can see. He waited. That's why Jesus said, Abraham waited for my day. He lived for eternity all the days of his life. David lived for eternity. People that please God. Enoch walked with God and it was not because he lived for eternity. The reason why, show me in the Bible. Did they say we shouldn't drink? We don't. It's because you're not living for eternity. You don't understand what it is. You can't rise because you don't understand what we're doing. You don't know there are two kingdoms. You will deliver from the, except you don't believe the Bible, you will deliver from the power of darkness. There's something called the darkness. And those are the people you are mingling with, the unfruitful work of darkness again that God has delivered you from. You want to go back there? In 1987, I saw some Christians talking. We attended the same church. They said, well, they're suffering. If I don't enter heaven, they saw Christianity as suffering. I don't know whether they are like me. I see an unbeliever, no matter how rich he is, in my mind, for what I know in the scripture, I pity him. I'm like, wow. How many demons are in charge of this guy? That he couldn't even give his life to Christ. He couldn't even think about eternity. They've ravaged his mind, ravaged his heart, ravaged everything about him. He couldn't even think about how to escape from the corruption that is in this world by lust. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil had planned for you, this year, they will stand and say, who has done this? Why do you think the enemy attacks me? Why do you think the enemy attack your mentor, your discipler? It's because the devil knows if I can discredit this person, this other person will not listen to her. I pray in the name of your eyes shall be open. I said your eyes shall be open. Listen to me. If you are doing the agenda of the enemy, why will it disturb you? What do you do? What have you done that nobody has done before? Why will he be on your case? It's because he knows. If I leave this girl will do me harm. I pray everyone listen to me. You will not get to heaven and put your finger in your mouth. Finger of regret in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Everything in this world is not eternal. You choose your friends based on the bag they carry. Bag is not eternal. You like somebody, oh, he can sing, my God. He's fine. Fine, it's 3 days. There'll be corruption. 3 days. Have you had a relation that was very fine that died before? 3 days. They will change color. In fact, if you don't see your loved ones that died immediately after 3 days, if they embalm them, you may not recognize them. There are people that die. They are so beautiful. You are thinking, what kind of person is dead that can take this beautiful woman or handsome man and take him away? Children die. Old people die. And if you don't die, Christ can come. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll be ready. Will you be ready? Just a question for you. Will you be ready when the Lord shall? Two people will stand in those days. One will be taken and one will remain. Will you be ready when? You will not tell God, oh Jesus, man, earth was hot. I built 4 houses. He will say, house? Have you, if you see heaven, you will not talk about the earthly house. You will keep your mouth shut. You say, eh? Why was I running after shadows? I wish when I get to heaven, they will say, ah, Pastor Bionic, you tried. Choose one out of heaven or hell. No. Anything I will be, anything I will achieve,